It's also said, yes, should a neoadjuvant regimen for HER2-positive disease contain an anti-HER2 drug? The answer is yes, based on those really great rates of complete pathological remissions. For now, this is trastuzumab, but there are other drugs coming out of these pipelines, and they should be explored in clinical trials. And is neoadjuvant endocrine treatment alone reasonable for patients with highly endocrine responsive disease? And, you know, I'm convinced by Mike Dixon since long, but the Global St. Gallen panel eventually also took up that position, and I believe that that's great. And if yes, for which duration? And as you can see, it's almost like a miracle. People now understand better that you need to do this not only for 3 or 4 months, but you may actually want to wait for 8 months or even longer.